Welcome to Stories After Midnight. Today we're going to be checking out Professor Jim by Tax Donator 007. Professor Jim was an old teacher from our university days, a short, bald man with a thick mustache. He taught history. He's the reason I passed that one impossible test. It's been years since graduation, but Jim still visits me sometimes. Not just me, my old college friends too. We all remember him, but I don't think he exists. I can describe him better than I can describe myself, yet if you ask me to prove he was real, I wouldn't be able to. None of us would. There are no photos, no records. Iconic, isn't it? A history professor with no recorded history. I was with my best friend Matt when it started. It was a usual evening at his place. The scent of barbecue in the air, the low hum of summer insects in the background. Matt was scrolling through his old photos, deleting them to free up space, and I sat beside him, laughing at the memories flashing across the screen. And then something felt off. I leaned in, eyes scanning the familiar faces in a group photo from our university days. It was all of us, our friends, the classmates we barely spoke to, even a professor or two in the background. But, "Where's Professor Jim?" Matt barely glanced up. "Oh, you know, he hates being in photos." I frowned. That was true, wasn't it? "Yeah, but not even one? He was always around us." Matt shrugged. "Guess he avoided the camera pretty well." I hesitated, something gnawing at the back of my mind. "Hey, what was his full name again?" Matt smirked. "Professor Jim, obviously. So his last name must be... Jim?" He chuckled. I laughed too. But in the back of my mind, this seed of doubt had already been planted. I went home that night and spent hours, maybe the entire night, searching through old photos. Our golden days of youth, frozen in time, and yet Professor Jim was in none of them. It was strange. Too strange, even for someone camera shy. I told myself there had to be some proof of him somewhere. He was a professor. He worked at the university. There had to be records. I pulled up the faculty listings, skimming through the names. History, literature, sociology. My old professors were all there, except for Jim. I widened the search. Maybe he was part of another department. Maybe he wasn't a full professor, but a guest lecturer. Nothing. Professor Jim was an assistant English professor. Or was he? I checked English. I checked every department, every subject, even the non-teaching staff. Still nothing. A tightness built in my chest. Had he even worked at the university? Or was he just there? Was he a professor at all? Or did we just call him that? I woke up at my desk, stiff and aching. The glow of my laptop screen flickered in the dim morning light. I must have passed out mid-search. My mind was still hazy, but one thought pressed through the fog. Cindy, she was the closest to him. She'll remember Jim. I scrolled through my phone and dialed her number. She picked up after a few rings. "Hello? Hey, Cindy, it's me." "Hey, what's up?" I hesitated. The question felt heavier than it should, but I had to ask. "Do you remember Professor Jim?" "Yeah, of course, from the university." She sounded casual, unbothered, but then, such a tall guy he was. I gripped the phone tighter. "No, Jim was short. He was bald. A bit on the heavier side. He taught political science." Cindy laughed. "Are you messing with me?" "No," I said quickly. "Cindy, remember? You helped me with my poly..." I stopped. A cold wave washed over me. I didn't take political science. I had never taken that class. Jim taught politics. No, that wasn't right. He helped me with my history project. But hadn't he also? "Hello?" Cindy's voice snapped me back. "I know you're messing with me. Not funny." The line went dead. I stared at my phone, the empty silence pressing in. The screen dimmed. The call log showed nothing. My fingers trembled. Who is Jim? As a last resort, I decided to call all my friends for a party. If Jim was real, if he had ever been real, then surely, out of 10 people, someone would remember him correctly. Someone would verify that I wasn't losing my mind. The night of the party, laughter and conversation filled my apartment. It felt normal, familiar, grounding. Then, over dinner, I brought up Jim. At first, there was confusion. Blank looks, the kind of pause where people search their memories and find nothing. Then, realization, all at once. "Oh, Jim!" someone said, and suddenly everyone was talking. The party became about Jim. Everyone had stories, memories, moments shared with him, except none of them matched. One swore Jim was a tall man, clean-shaven, always wearing a brown coat. Another was certain Jim was overweight, bald with a thick mustache. Someone else insisted, laughing, Jim was a woman. Someone else laughed, insisting Jim was a woman. The contradictions piled up, but no one seemed to care. No one reacted when someone else's version of Jim didn't align with theirs. They just kept talking, their voices bending into a single hum of recollection. I tried to point it out. "Wait, but none of this makes sense. How can he be tall and short, clean-shaven, and have a mustache?" The conversation stilled. They looked at me, not with concern, not with confusion, just blankly. A moment passed. Then, like someone pressed play on a paused recording, the party resumed. I swallowed my panic and forced a smile, pretended to enjoy the rest of the evening, laughed at jokes I wasn't listening to. Eventually, everyone left. I was exhausted, too drained to clean up. I collapsed into bed, the mess of the party still scattered across the apartment. Sunlight streamed through the window. I forced myself out of bed, groggy, and wandered into the kitchen. Dishes piled in the sink. I rolled up my sleeves and started washing. One plate, two, three, counting them absentmindedly. 10, 11. I paused. 12. My hands froze under the running water. I called 10 friends. That made 11 people, including me. So whose plate was the 12th? A chill crawled up my spine. Jim? The dish sat there, the water swirling around it, as if waiting for me to understand. I grabbed my phone, hands still damp from the sink. I needed to talk to Matt. He'd remember. He'd help me make sense of this. I opened my contacts list. It was empty. A hollow panic settled in my chest. I flipped through my old diary, my fingers trembling as I found Matt's number. Thank God. Proof. Something real. I dialed. The ringing felt like it stretched forever. Then click. "Hello?" really flooded me. "Matt, it's me. Listen, I think Jim was at the party last night. I was washing the dishes and there were 12 plates, but I only invited..." "Who's this?" I froze. "What?" A sharp breath on the other end. "Who the hell is this?" Matt's voice was different, colder, unfamiliar, as if it was a different person. "It's me. It's your best friend. You came to the party last night. We talked about Jim. I don't know how, but he was there." A long pause. Then anger. "Whoever this is, cut it out. Matt, it's me. My best friend is in my backyard right now." The world lurched. Matt's voice hardened. "So shut up and don't call again." The line went dead. I stared at the phone, my breath coming too fast. "Backyard? He said his best friend was in his backyard. But I'm his best friend. I am." A sickening thought took root. Who was with him? I had to go to Matt's house. I had to see for myself. I grabbed my keys and ran to my car. The engine wouldn't start. No matter how many times I turned the key, the ignition just clicked uselessly, as if the car itself was refusing me. I wasn't going to wait. I slammed the door and ran, down the street, past indifferent faces that barely shifted to make way for me. The people didn't react. I was running like my life depended on it, sprinting down the street, gasping for air, and no one even looked. "Matt, 23/A Cloud Street. I'm coming. Matt, 23/A. Where was I going?" I stopped dead in my tracks. A wave of nausea hit me as I looked around. The buildings, the streets, familiar but wrong. The world felt off, like a poorly constructed set, a trick designed to fool me. Why was I running? I tried to anchor myself, to hold on to something real. I reached for my phone. My fingers trembled. My skin, was it always this color? Lighter, No, darker. My breath caught in my throat. I turned, eyes darting wildly, searching for a reflection, proof that I still knew who I was. A clothing store. I ran inside. The guard didn't even flinch. No one did. No one cared that a lunatic had just sprinted through the entrance, panting and desperate. But I had bigger problems. I needed to focus. I needed to remember. I repeated everything I knew, everything that was certain. I am... A pause. My stomach twisted. I am... Silence. I couldn't remember my name. When was the last time I said it? When was the last time anyone said it? The air felt thick, suffocating. Turned the corner, nearly tripping over myself, and staggered toward the nearest mirror. I looked, and there was nothing. Matt sat in his backyard, a cup of coffee in hand. Some weirdo had called him earlier, frantic, saying something strange. He barely remembered the conversation, probably just a prank. He took a sip, exhaling slowly. His gaze drifted to the empty seat beside him. Someone should be sitting there. Someone important. The thought lingered, slipping just out of reach. Then again, his best friend Jim would be arriving soon. That's the end of the story. I really hope you enjoyed it. If you did and you're on YouTube, let me know in the comments below and like the video and subscribe for more if you like these little horror stories. But if you're anywhere else, I'm not sure what your options are, but I just appreciate you subscribing, following, sharing this around, and just overall liking it so we can show the algorithms at large that this is not garbage. I guess if you'd like to support the channel, there is a Patreon available, but no pressure. Just want to throw that out there. And with that said, thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next one.